everybody. Bloodline. Got a little Kit Kat in my mouth. Tom Arnold is our guest tonight. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, forget about that phone number.
You get a lot of calls.
Yeah, we get plenty of calls. Yeah, we get enough. Is that Lorreen?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lorreen. You're 20. What's up?
Hey, well, I'm a phone actress.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is my callers are coming way too fast, and in order for me to make any kind of dough, I need to keep a 7-minute minimum with each caller.
Oh my
God. I need some advice, guys. What do guys like to hear on the phone? How can I keep these guys?
Well, let me get this straight. You do.
Are you hot, Daddy?
I thought you were doing like Man of La Mancha and stuff over the phone for like people that were bedridden or something like that who couldn't get to the theater. But you're just doing the sex talk, huh?
Right.
How do you describe yourself? Because I think they do a little too good a job sometimes, and that it's like, I'm 5'9", I'm a 38 double D, I have...
Oh, no, I keep it real. I say I'm about 5'7", long dark hair, green eyes, 36 feet, 24-inch waist.
Have you ever had a bachelor party and...
Hold on. hold on, we gotta go.
Have you had a bachelor party and then someone described themselves like, I mean, honestly, over the phone, they said, this woman is this way, and they get to the door, and you feel so bad for them.
Right.
Because they do weigh 220 pounds.
Listen, I was thinking about this the other day when I had a bunch of people waiting at an airport for me for a chartered plane that was, like, leaving, but not without me, and they said... They called me on my cell phone, and they were like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm just getting off on Sherman Way. I'm on the 405 as I'm basically going down my driveway. And I'm thinking to myself, it's nice that you lie, but the fact that it takes you 25 minutes to get a block and a half from where you said you were, like, eventually, yeah. Like the stripper who says how hot she is, isn't there going to come a time when the truth is revealed?
Yeah.
Yes, and I that's why you have to sort of, it's good to build it up a little bit, but don't, when you're still in your driveway, say you're down the street, don't say you're coming up. So, Lorreen, you describe yourself as, is that what you are?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what do you do, like, is the talk, you're saying the talk is like extra naughty, extra good? Like, talk to Tom, see if you can.
Yeah, hi.
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
Hi, Tom here. Talk to me.
So what is
Visa or MasterCard?
I don't know. I just want to keep these guys satisfied.
Now, Lorreen, Tom's your client.
I'm your client.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
It's Tom.
Hey, Tom. I'm Sugar. How you doing?
Good, Sugar. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just relaxing a bit on my bed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
What do you have the 500 count sheets, the thread count?
Yeah.
I bet. Silky.
What are you wearing? This is Tom's friend Adam.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what are you wearing?
Oh, well, I'm wearing a tight little gray t-shirt.
I gotta go.
Oh, God. And my nipples.
Hey, Tom, can you move your car? It's blocking mine in the driveway.
Oh, man. Well, I say my nipples are a bit hard, and I'm wearing a black thong, and I'm touching myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's sweet. Yeah. Well, listen, why don't you sort of work, like, you know what you ought to do?
What?
Here's what you ought to do, because you don't want to be too mundane, and you want to be sexual, but maybe if she did it in a sort of subliminal way, she could add a little time, like you go, like,
which so the guy goes, like, favorite sports team?
What are you wearing? No, she'll go, like, I'm wearing a lacy black teddy Holocaust with a long
Hitler
camisole. Yeah, cancer. And just see if you could slide in, like, cancer, Holocaust, grandparents. And see what you could do.
That's good.
And I bet it would add some time. So, the mind works. The mind is very interesting that way,
Drew. Subliminal phone sex operator.
Right.
SNL ought to do this.
Right. Yeah. That's
I think they did.
That would. Yeah, they did do it, actually. But I think that would work for her.
Yeah.
Let's try that. Let's see. Lorreen?
Yes?
Yeah, why don't you try that? So, okay. So here's what you do. I ask you what you're wearing, and somewhere you work in Vietnam very quickly. Very quickly. All right?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. And what are you wearing, Sugar?
Oh, I'm wearing a nice lace garter.
Mm-hmm.
With a nice black lace bra. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, but
Vietnam.
It was almost perfect.
Where's the Vietnam part?
You
Vietnam?
Got, Okay, see, listen. It's my fault for attempting to communicate with people that
I was amazed that I thought that you had pulled that off with her, and she was like right on it.
Yeah.
But it was too good to be true.
I know.
Well, maybe she actually worked anyway, just didn't notice it.
Yeah, I did notice my penis take a little dip in the middle of her description. Interesting. True.
Well, I'm telling you.
All right, I got to try one more time. But just Lorene?
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain. I have this subliminal suggestion idea.
Don't use that word. That's too
I have this quick word thing that's going to hurt the guy's penises, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you describe what you're wearing, I want you to very quickly work in the word Holocaust.
Holocaust?
Holocaust.
Okay.
Then give me these words. Cancer.
Do you know what the Holocaust is?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Boy. Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. That's all right. Hey, by the way, L.A. Unified Schools District, everybody. I'm a product. God bless you guys. You're really doing a job over there. Subliminal, Holocaust. Okay. Work in cancer. Work in cancer.
You know what cancer is?
It's a potential. Okay, great.
All right. Work in the word cancer when you're describing what you're wearing, all right?
Oh, most definitely.
All right. You ready? Bring. Bring.
Hi. How you doing?
Ooh, hi. What's your name?
I'm Sugar.
Sugar.
Who are you?
I'm Ace.
Hey, Ace.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing a nice black garter. Just thinking about the Holocaust right now.
Yeah, burn those shoes, gas them in the shower, baby. Yeah,
I'm sending you my bill.
Yeah, send them on the train to Krakow. Yeah. No, Lorene, we may need to tweak this just a little bit more.
But that was good.
Right. No, you take direction as good as any actress I've worked with in this town.
It really is good.
All right, Lorene, that's your new angle.
Yeah.
there it is.
She should actually try that tonight.
I'm thinking about the whole
All right. I think we got to take a break because we.